Welcome back to the Daily Debrief with Chris Dorabeck and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. It is 5:43.
The White House stepping up efforts on a key presidential priority, making sure that the nation's infrastructure is resilient and can bounce back from an outside attack, failure, or other catastrophic problems. A presidential advisory council is getting some additional homework on the issue of resiliency. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, he's just back from the National Press Club and the quarterly meeting of the National Infrastructure Advisory Council. He joins us right here, right now, with the latest. Max.
Well, Chris and Amy, the National Infrastructure Advisory Council, better known as NIAC, is a presidential advisory commission that brings together leaders from industry, government, and academia to discuss critical infrastructure issues regarding the safeguarding of national infrastructure. As we reported last January, NIAC is currently working to make sure that the nation's electrical grid, water and sewer systems, and other infrastructure are capable not only of withstanding a possible attack, but also of recovering quickly in the event of an attack or failure. That's what they call resiliency. Now, NIAC is currently running two major studies on behalf of the White House to explore critical issues around infrastructure resiliency. But Todd Keel, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security for Infrastructure Protection, today said the president and his staff want to know more.
On behalf of the Secretary, we'd like you to look at intelligence sharing, review, and update. And I have a few points to go with that. We'd like to see the Council review and assess the current state of intelligence information sharing between government and the critical infrastructure owners and operators and its effectiveness, identifying progress, gaps, and recommendations for improvement. We'd like you to review and assess the role and status of fusion centers in support of critical infrastructure protection and resilience mission, identifying issues and recommend improvements, and identify the role of critical infrastructure owners and operators and their contribution to the homeland security mission of counterintelligence and recommend approach to implementation. I think this task is vitally important. As I mentioned in my few months in the office and the travels that I've been on, I hear consistently from our folks at the state and local level and the critical infrastructure owner operators that this information sharing component is a critical issue for them, and I think it's an important task for the council.
Keel also told NIAC members that the White House and DHS would like them to explore yet another key infrastructure resilience topic.
The second task the Secretary would like you all to look at is the emergency services sector and a review of that sector. Essentially review and assess the structure, participation, and strategic focus of the emergency services as a sector within the NIP partnership framework. Review and assess the role the emergency services sector plays relative to the critical infrastructure protection and resilience mission, and consider the application of the NIAC's definition of resilience to the sector, and identify strategies and approaches to achieve such resilience. Again, as I've traveled around and talked with folks, this is another crucial area that I consistently hear about, and I think it's an important task and something we'd appreciate the expertise and the knowledge of the NIAC applied to this task.
In response, NIAC Chairman Earl Nye, who is Chairman Emeritus of the TXU Corporation, said he welcomes the additional commissions from the President and DHS Secretary Napolitano. But
I will say that the two studies that you have outlined are challenging. You would recognize that one of those builds very strongly on some studies we've done at a prior time. But as I recall, those studies, and Al will help me with this, but those studies focused more on the cooperation and the sharing between the federal government and the private owners of the infrastructure. And as we know, the infrastructure is primarily in this country owned and put in private hands. So I think it's natural for us to follow up on that. It's probably timely, and we look forward to undertaking that. How we get that scheduled into our other work is going to be another matter. I would say, Mr. Secretary, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, we've got at least five openings, and we could use some additional members. The ones we have are doing a great job, but we're coming into the backstretch, and there's been some energy expended on their part. I would say particularly emergency services. If someone from that sector could be put forward, it would be helpful. And I will say we could use also a telecommunications person.
So that's a little bit of a, I won't say necessarily a cry for help, but maybe a plea for some additional resources on behalf of Earl Nye, the chairman of NIAC, after receiving two new taskings from both the White House and the Department of Homeland Security today.
So this is a matter of resources and the ability to get the help that they need.
Not so much. It's not a critical matter of resources for NIAC, but I think Mr. Nye was properly making the case that his council doesn't have these needs. They're short five members right now, and here's the
White House. Five members out of how many?
Actually, it's quite large. I don't have the right exact number here, but NIAC is actually, I think the number, Chris, is somewhere
about... It's not like
about,
5 out of 10 or something
no,
like
no,
that.
No, no, no. It's, okay. It's 5 that's out a... of roughly 25 or 30 members.
But still, 5 is a... I mean, that's a good chunk of it.
It is a good chunk of it. And these are two very large... Usually, they already have two task forces that are doing studies about infrastructure resiliency. Each of the task forces has maybe about 5 members each, and they also have other lesser studies that are going on, the other work of the council. I should point out these are all volunteers. These are all people who are corporate executives or people who are in the government, in academia, who have some knowledge about infrastructure issues, train tracks and water and sewer and electrical grid. And so this is the council that advises DHS and the president about those issues.
And you're going to have more tomorrow, right, Mitch?
We'll have more tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris and on federalnewsradio.com.
Thanks, Max.
Anytime.